Hello and welcome. This is the SPF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 400 for the 25th of August 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SPF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to spf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SPF username is JWH. When you check in, yada, yada. I'm only doing that for the recording. Future generations might listen to the archive, and so I want to get the key points in there. It's just you and me, Harold. I don't know. Where is everybody?
I don't know, Wayne. For future generations, you know, did you ever see the old movie The Time Machine where Rod Taylor or Rod Hudson, whatever his name was, went into the future and they had that that room where he would spin the rings and it would recite information from the past. So maybe that's how your voice will show up for the future.
Yeah, right. We'll see about that. So, I don't know what to do at this point here. We can just sit here twiddling our thumbs, waiting to see if anybody else joins the conference, and we can talk about my topic was going to be, this is net number 400. Where do we want to go from here? What do we want to change? What do we want to do differently? How can we get more people involved? And this is kind of a case study in why maybe we need to do things differently to get more people involved. So,
Yeah, I don't know. I think we'll need smarter heads than me as your only person in the audience. I don't know where everybody is. Gosh, it's not a holiday. Maybe, is it the start of NFL football tonight, I wonder?
I'm not a sports fan of any stripe, so I don't know what the deal is about that. I mean, I guess we're in baseball season, and I only know that because my newspaper is full of baseball stories. I had a phone call with my brother last night, and he says that his grandkids, sons, are transitioning from soccer. No, wait a minute. They're transitioning from baseball to soccer. So maybe soccer is the seasonal thing right now. But I have no idea. There. The dashboard hasn't changed, and I don't know. Maybe I should look into my music library and see if I want to start streaming some music.
Yeah, why not? We had a very hard rain down here last night and another downpour today. You can look at the weather map, and out off the Gulf, it's coming in from west to east and really dumping on us. And we developed a roof leak in our one-floor villa here in Southwest Florida. And they came out today to patch that up until they can get a more permanent patch on the roof and redo the tiles and all that stuff. After Hurricane Ian a couple years ago, we had a big leak in the living room, and it came through into the living room, into buckets. But this one doesn't look as bad. It's just showing up as a wet spot above the ceiling. Nothing's broken through, but these roofs, they're all 20 years old, as are the units, and they're due to be replaced at 30 years. So that's the big news of the day.
Okay, Froggy Me points out that I have expressed fondness for TRD, I mean, it's time, route, and distance, something like that, road rally. And he says that that counts as a sport. I'm not so sure. I kind of lean towards saying that's an intellectual exercise, because you don't need a lot of muscles. You don't need a lot of aerobic capacity in your lungs. It's mostly thinking. So it's like chess. Now, maybe you think chess is a sport. And if that's where you draw the line, you know, that chess is inside the sport envelope, then okay, then road rallying would count as a sport. But I don't generally think of it in the same context as baseball, football, soccer, basketball, all those other things. For one thing, we don't have a lot of spectators. Anyhow, but thanks for your comment, Muggy Me. We're still waiting for some ham radio operators to join us here. I think there are a couple of them on comm who may be just listening. I was hoping that we would have some hams talking about the future direction of this net. Clearly I'm being disappointed about that. So anyway, I'm gonna back off and see if Harold wants to add something.
Nope, not really. Not really. Nothing to say from this end. Usually we have a couple other guys that come in on Sunday nights, but not tonight.
Yeah, I think I'll hold out for at least another couple of minutes. And if nobody joins us, then I'll go looking for some music.
Yeah, a couple minutes is about all I can give. I'm usually short time on Sunday nights anyway, so yeah, a couple more minutes and then I'll sign off.
Okay, it's like 11 and a half minutes into the net here, into the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and play some music. This is something I downloaded in the last week, and I have not previewed it. I have not picked out my favorites. This is just going to be raw. I'll try to keep up with the metadata. Give me a minute to get it started.